Parshas Noach, we find many nekudas that are really relevant to the current matters now. So the pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Nun Dalet, says, "Ki mei Noach zoisli." Pasuk attributes the marble. Called the marble is called mei Noach. The marble is attributed to Noach. Chaim Shmulevitz and Sichas Moshe brings from the Zohar. The Zohar says, "Why is it attributed to Noach?" I'll say because he didn't daven enough. He didn't daven enough to save Bnei Dara that the Marble shouldn't come. Chaim Shmulevitz famously explains, even though Noach had a cheshbon, he knew that his people wouldn't be miskabel. But still, he should have tried. He should have tried. He said, today, Shreitman, when something hurts you, even if it's another's plight, other people in Kal Yisrael, and they were choytim, they were tremendous choytim in Kal Yisrael. But there's a responsibility of Noach. Noach should have had the responsibility so much so that in a certain aspect it's considered that the marble is attributed to Noach. This is obviously very pertinent to us. This is a time when a large chilek of Chai Yisrael is in danger, some in imminent danger, other people in indirect danger. Chai Yisrael's many, part of the larger Chai Yisrael is a tremendous hesara. And there's a tremendous achrayus to be noisibol. Find this nekuda and come upon him in the parasha like Abi the Mabel and the Teva. The Teva Chazal say that it was also for Noach and his Shpacha to engage in Tash B'Shanita. The time again was tremendous destruction, chorban going on this world. How could it to be noisibol? There's certain dina. Furthermore, we find that the Teva. Pasuk says, Tzoyar Tassel Teva. There was a din that the Teva had to have a Tzoyar. Rashi brings the first tradition, had to have a chaloyim, some sort of skylight, had some window. Perhaps there's a remez here. The Teva, the whole entire Deva, was to be the secluded place. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was bringing Churban. Mabel was Betzma Churban to destroy the entire world. The world was going under destruction. The Teva was a Mokam Mugan. It was a place, it was totally sealed, totally secluded. The whole idea of the Teva was that it was mufka from the rest of the world, side of virus that were going on in the rest of the world, and the destruction that were going on in the rest of the world. The whole idea of the Teva was to shut Kaviyachol Noach out and create something new and different that disconnected from everything else that's going on in the world. And perhaps there's a message that to be totally disconnected, you can't be. There's a message of the Chaloyim. The Chaloyim means, I don't know if I was able to see out of it, but there was ear space, there was a connection, there was an opening, there was a window of connection that Noach can't totally distract and can't totally take his focus off of what's happening outside. And even though he was protected, even though he was supposed to be protected, something separate, it's Sadikoya, but he has to be connected. And maybe the other pshat, and as she says, the other pshat of Tzoyah, there was a Evan Toiva that shined, that illuminated for them. Maybe it's not totally too, maybe they're interrelated. Because when somebody sees out of his dalamas, he's able to see and widen his dalamas and see even when he is okay, even though he particularly in his dalamas, he's in a state of comfort. And he is not Oisik and Averis, and he is Torah, and he is also protected, but he's able to connect it to the people who are hurting, the people who are carrying the Midas Adin. So that actually is a state of light. We find on the other extreme end of the spectrum, in Parshas Boy, the Makas Choshech, the Torah is Metayer and describes Makas Choshech as Loi Ro Ishesachet. Torah says the state of Choshech is when you don't see somebody else. That's Choshech. That is Choshech. The Remez, that is Choshech. Perhaps another state, the ultimate state of light, what brings light when there's a window open, to Achin Ben Yisrael, even again when you're like Noach, you're secluded. This is brings light. This is that. This is the ultimate light. This is the achrayus. This is the achrayus of so many of us of Kal Yisrael. For those in America, they're definitely not in immediate danger, and they have relatives in danger. But it's very easy to feel, according to Dalamas, in the beginning there was an outpour, and there is still an outpour. But it, as time goes on, you get angevoint, you get used to it, and it wears off. The achrayus we have to make. We have to remember this achrayus. The achrayus of the year to be noisy, but oh. Achrayus to Kal Yisrael. This is the truth. This will bring light into your world, and this is our achrayus. But I'd like to mention a point. I'd like to be marked a little bit in this nekuda of achrayus. I'd like to explain one basic nekuda. I think there's two parts in the Avodah of Noisa Ba'ol here, and that's when our specific situation, what we're going through now. But definitely the first part is, and Klal Yisrael on the whole, I think in the general shining in this area, is the tefillahs and the learning and the Maaseh Chesed. There's an unbelievable amount of Hatzaras tefillahs that are going on in the neighborhoods, Ramesh, every night. There's tefillahs, people davening for almost hours. Hundreds of people are coming. I've heard this happen in America also. It's unbelievable the amount of the learning last week in yeshiva before the zman, wives and bochum, husbands giving up their being the zman, and they were so much relying that to go learn two or three zdarm. I've heard that's true. I've heard in the five towns, I've heard just the place I've heard in America that they're even Balabatim were learning more than they're learning many other times. This is what everyone feels that they could do this at this time. This is what they could do for Klal Yisrael. And the Maisa stories of Maisa Chesed, what people are doing for the soldiers, and those it's tremendous. And this is definitely true, and this is one of the great things we could do to be directly noticeable. I think there's a whole other second part which is not enough paid attention to. And it might even be that this is probably the Iker. It's hard to say. We don't know anything. No one knows anything. But my feelings and trying to feel what Hashem is talking to us. Perhaps there's another whole other Nakuda that Hashem wants over here, and this is also an Achrayis, it's part of Achrayis. Hashem wants tshuva. Hashem wants tshuva. There's two things. There's chizukim, there's chizuk, and the chizuk is, like I said, the aforementioned tefillahs and the learning. But that last, that is Hashem, I don't know, should show Hashem clarify and should everything should disappear tomorrow. But let's say it goes on for a week or two, but the story is going to end at some point, and hopefully it's after Shema should end to Mashiach, but it might end. And you're going to have 30 days, let's say, that you daven, even if you have an Atzeres Tefillah every night, is that all Hashem wants, just for 30 days that we should daven? And then right afterwards, go back to the same way we did, we davened all the time. Have a bunch of extras done. It's hard, and it's a big thing. I'm not saying that's not a big thing. It's a tremendous thing to sacrifice the Ben Azman, to learn extra hours, to do extra chesed. But these are temporary things. Tshuva is a change. Tshuva is when someone probes, someone examines his inner world, examines his conduct and his pattern of behavior, and he makes change that something can be a long-term permanent change. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't bring this tzara, this tzara of the like that we haven't ever had. We haven't had in a long time since the Holocaust. We haven't had the massacre like this. I'm not going to talk about it. It's something. Hashem is trying to unleash something out of us. This sort of happened in Shmini Atzeres, which is the last of the days of Tshuva. It's the last of the end of the entire Seder that started El Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Sukkot, and Shmini Atzeres. Because the Baruch Hu is obviously telling us that we're not doing enough Tshuva. He wants Tshuva. Tshuva is change. If I could just take a 2 or 3 minutes to explain a little bit how Tshuva is something different than Chizuk. Chizuk, again, is something that's limited to time. Tshuva is a change. I walked out of the mirror last week. It was actually the week before Ben, you know, when we made an early Zman. And I worked out and I saw, which is a sight that you may often see in those streets, I saw two Israelis, the one Bnei Yeshivas, who got into a honking match. They also were going, crawling up that street in front of Beis Yeshaya, and there wasn't too much room. And they got into a honking match. This one said, yes, this one honked at it. And all of a sudden, it was a pellet. Maybe it had to do with the time. So all of a sudden, one of the first time I ever saw this, one of the Zeus actually retreated. He actually pulled his car back and let the other one. That's Tshuva. That is Tshuva. That's Tshuva. That's not a chizuk. That's Tshuva. Someone who changes his way. Everyone's talking about so much Shabbos. You could decide to mechazik and Shabbos and learning Shabbos. It's a great thing. Smart chasrom, I think, it's unbelievable. It's enormous. But let's say someone who doesn't always accept Shabbos early. Rabbanim always tell us, accepting Shabbos early has to do with a person's conduct, pattern of behavior. It's very hard. Changing your pattern of behavior is tshuva. To do that, I would agree, it's something that you can't change in a day. It would need a lot of self-introspection. It would need a lot of thinking, a lot of siyatos. But to make such a dent, a change of something like that in life, that's something deeper And I think we can access this during a time of tzara. This is a tzara many times, much more than Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. We don't always feel the din. We don't see it. This pachad, this karoin af, that was nishpach on us, is all palpable. We feel it. This matz of the kayas is in, and many times it can access deeper part of us in our essence that we can't reach in other times. Let's try to search for different things. There are certain people who you have a grudge against for years, to change it deep down, to change the way you talk, to change our nagus, to change your harocha to Torah, to change your level of bitachin. I could really talk about this for hours, but just for a minute or two, there are some people, many of us, I'm talking with myself, who haven't grown in their level of bitachin since they were in ninth grade. Bitachin, this is something that's so pertinent now. There are many people who have to make an assessment and decisions about, yet to go to learning in a place that's a kana or not. These are questions and these are decisions that I'm not about to tell anyone what to do, and you have to speak to Rabbanim. But there's no question, even to make the cheshbonis, even to weigh out the sides, you need to have a certain amount of bitachon. A yid who 24/7 is always thinking about is just being safe and being safe and being safe and being safe and being safe, and that's the only value he has in life, is missing bitachon. I'm not saying to put yourself in danger, but if there's no bitachon in his train of thought, he's missing in bitachon, and that's okay. Some people are not the right level, but we have to steig. And sometimes steiging is shura. Sometimes digging deep down itself and recognizing and saying, maybe I'm not where I'm holding the bitachon, and I have to now pull out a shar bitachon, and I have to really change around that level of bitachon. That's an example of tshuva. I don't want to get into each of the details. The point is that this might be our achrayus, this might be our mein noach. Hashem, it might be our responsibility. Hashem is asking each year in his corner. I think that the biggest thing we can give to Klal Yisrael, I think, it's my personal opinion, more together with the tefillos. Yes, we should give the tefillos. We should give the, during this time, it's a time we have to shoyfech the lev of kayasol with tefillos and shoyfech the lev of kayasol with extra learning and extra chasodim. But Hashem is asking for tshuva. He wants us. Hashivinu, avinu, l'fanecha. Hashem wants us that we should come back. L'fnei Hashem. We should find ways that we have drifted, certain areas in our life that we have drifted away from the focus of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and come back. This time, more than ever, this time is a time, Hashem, it was the end of the matzah of Samachtim lifnei Hashem. Hashem is asking us, Achshirenu b'shuv shleima lifanecha. He's asking us to come back lifanecha, to turn towards Him, to find the areas that we go back. This, I think, is something we could do as an achrayus for our Karn Matzev, we should all be zeichet b'siyata d'shmaya, attack, do tshuva, be noisibol, and find the proper tshuva, we should be zeichet, and kanz klai yoso, we should be zeichet, together with kanz, and reveinu b'shuva shleimu l'fanecha, of the Shabbos, b'shuva s'tayvas.